I was reading an op-ed piece in the Deseret News this morning, and it was authored by Senator Mike Lee. And he said, I like the way it opened. I liked the entire thing, to tell you the truth. Almost everyone who runs for Congress does so for the same reason, to reform the federal budget. He went on to talk about things that he has wanted to do but was unable to do so far, and wanted to repeal Obamacare, wanted a balanced budget, a constitutional amendment, reform entitlement programs, fix the way Washington spends taxpayer dollars. Then he talks about it 5 years in the Senate. You know, these things have never really been given a chance. And he talks about a federal law that still requires a congressional budget process. It's just that Washington doesn't follow it. He talked about 60 appropriation bills, and only one actually passed by the House and the Senate was signed by the president. He talked about budgeting by what's called a continuing resolution or a CR. He quoted John F. Kennedy, who said, "To govern is to choose." And then the senator writes, "Well, to govern by CR is not to choose." He talked about back in 2015, earlier, the new Republican majority, we talk about that like it's ancient, are trying to return to a meaningful budgeting process. But then he talks about the dysfunctional process, more toxic than normal this year because of the Planned Parenthood situation. And as I read deeper, and this is where I want to kick off the conversation with Senator Lee, he talks about some of the things Planned Parenthood talks about, how graphic these things are and how inappropriate some of the, well, these things are. And he said, "I'm sorry, this is not how government's supposed to work." This is a quote from the article. "If that's what's in the CR, I can't go along with it. I cannot in good conscience vote to force the American people to fund abortion providers like Planned Parenthood who harvest and sell organs of unborn babies for profit. The American people deserve better and should expect more." Senator Lee, thank you for joining us. And I'm going to ask the question right off the top that everybody here in the newsroom, everybody here at KSL is wondering about. Many of our listeners have texted in and have asked, push comes to shove, if it does indeed mean that the federal government shuts down if a vote is not for a continuing resolution, with all of the caveats that I mentioned, and I agree with so many of your concerns, do we shut down the government again on October 1st? And will you be taking some of the heat if you don't vote for the continuing resolution?
Look, the point right now, Doug, is that we need to be focused on the fact that Planned Parenthood and its friends want the story to be about something else, anything else other than these videos. They want it to be about a letter or a vote or a threatened shutdown or all of the above. But the only story here is Planned Parenthood, what they're doing and where they're getting the money to do it. Now, Doug, you've seen those videos. You've seen the callous disregard for human life, buying and selling baby body parts like commodities. Now, is there anything else to this story? We can't fall for the distract, distort, and divide strategy of the people who somehow think this is okay. And this is exactly what they want us to do. They want us to believe, and this is why I wrote the op-ed that appeared in the Deseret News today, is because the narrative has got to be about the continuing resolution, about the fact that Congress is broken in the way that it spends money, because Congress is putting all spending decisions into one bill. And so people end up saying, if you want to fund defense, you want to fund Social Security, you want to fund any program that's important to you, okay, then you have to fund everything else. That's wrong, and that's what's got to stop. Fortunately, there's enough time to stop it.
And that's what I was going to ask. Is there enough time? I remember, you know, what is it, 3-4 years ago now, when even the full faith and credit of the United States of America was on tap. There were people that, you know, it was a cut, cap, and balance. And I can remember having a rather energetic conversation with Congressman Chaffetz about that. And I said, "Congressman, I agree with you. Cut, cap, balance. I agree with you. I'm on board. I get it. But it's not going to happen in 36 hours in time to save us from going off the cliff and having Moody's downgrade and everything else." And I said, "So in the meantime, in the next 36 hours, what do we do?" And the answer again was cut, cap, and balance. I said, "Well, you're not going to have a constitutional amendment for a balanced budget in 36 hours. It ain't going to happen. So what do we do in the next 36 hours? So I'll ask you with much respect here, because I agree with so much of what is in this op-ed piece. What do we do in the next 11 working days of Congress to solve this problem, to deal with the Planned Parenthood aspect, to undo all of this unfortunate tradition that's been going on now, not just for years, but for decades. In the next 11 days, what do we do so the government doesn't shut down on October 1st?
First of all, there need not, there ought not be only 11 working days. We've got 21 days between now and the end of the month. Congress should be willing to do what hardworking Americans always do.
And boy, I agree with you there. You know, work weekends.
Yeah, you work late nights and early mornings and through the weekends. We owe it to the people who we represent, the people who sent us to Washington to fix our broken government.
But how are we going to do that? But Senator, you and I are agreeing here. The only thing that I'm concerned about, and I recall, you know, a conversation we had back in 2013, where, you know, we talked about something similar with Obamacare. We talked about you didn't want the government to shut down. I didn't want the government to shut down. Nobody in their right mind wanted the government to shut down. And it did for 16 days, which cost the state of Utah, you know, a considerable amount of money, to the point where Governor Herbert had to get involved and be the adult in the room and say, okay, if the federal government can't keep these stupid parks, these wonderful parks open, then we are going to do it, which we did, because cities like Springdale, Torrey, Bryce Canyon City, the entire economy of San Juan County was suffering so greatly in even just those 16 days what happened. So you've got to forgive me, Senator. I'm focused on whether or not the government is going to continue functioning on October 1st. So again, with just really due respect and agreeing with everything virtually that is in your op-ed piece, how do the American people know that no votes on a continuing resolution, if it comes to that, how do we know the government's not going to shut down? Because you and I had this exact conversation just, you know, 2 years ago.
Indeed we did. Indeed we did. And again, it's one of the reasons why I wrote this op-ed, one of the reasons why I'm starting early in this process to make sure that we start the normal appropriations process. Because, Doug, we cannot accept this false choice. This false choice between either, on the one hand, shutting down the government, or on the other hand, reforming government. If we can't make any changes to spending without shutting down the government, then we might as well fold up this circus tent and go home. That's the whole purpose why Congress exists, is to prescribe the priorities for the federal government and to keep it funded. We're the only entity that can fund government. And the whole point of a continuing resolution is to keep funding levels the same. And so if what they're saying is you can't propose a spending change of any sort, even for a dysfunctional program, or even worse, for a program that involves funding the sale of human body parts, then we've got a big problem. Now, the president right now is the one threatening the shutdown, and he needs to not do that. He is demanding this $39 billion sum, and he keeps saying to Congress, not only do you have to fund everything else in government that we want right now, but you also have to increase spending above current levels, or I'm going to shut down the government. People need to be aware of the fact that he's saying that he is actively openly threatening a shutdown, and he needs to stop doing that. We can get this done. But we've got to have a president who is willing to work with us.
Senator, what are the odds of a government shutdown, in your opinion?
I honestly don't know. I can't give you that prediction at this point. I don't expect that there will be one. But you can't ever rule out that possibility in this town, especially when Congress operates on the basis of back-to-back continuing resolutions. We have been using continuing resolutions now for about 6 years. This was the first time we passed a budget in 6 years. Last time Congress passed a budget before this year, there was no such thing as the iPad. Now, the budget sets out the prioritization to determine the dozen or so appropriations bills that we're supposed to pass each year, and we're therefore on track. We have the template for following that Budget Act process that is supposed to be undertaken. We could and should still undertake some variation of that between now and the end of the month.
There is a high probability, based on track record and based on the position of the administration and the position of Congress, that a continuing resolution will be proposed. Now, Mitch McConnell has said he won't let the government shut down. John Boehner has said he won't let the government shut down. But boy, I'm kind of seeing the handwriting on the wall, Senator.
Well, again, this is something that I still think is unlikely, in part because of the quotes that you have referenced here. But if that does happen, if the president shuts down the government to protect Planned Parenthood or protect the interest that he has in increasing spending, we will have reached a real low point. But again, this is the whole point of my op-ed, is to explain that as long as Congress continues to fund government in this fashion by the use of back-to-back continuing resolutions, Congress will not only be abdicating its responsibility, its duty under the Constitution, it will also continue to perpetuate this ever-present risk of a shutdown. It doesn't need to be this way. We can still change it.
The spin from the other side, of course, Senator, will be that you and others who voted against the continuing resolution shut down the government.
Well, that's certainly not going to be the case, especially if we pass something that funds everything else in government, or if we get back to a regular order appropriations process that allows us to fund national defense under one bill, that allows us to fund national parks under another bill. And we keep going in sequence like that. That's how it's supposed to work. We can avoid it if we follow that pattern.
Senator, I appreciate our conversation. I appreciate you joining us here at KSL, and we'll watch this closely over the next either 11 working days or 21 days that are left.
Thank you very much.
Senator, thank you. The op-ed piece that we have referenced is in today's Deseret News, and we'll put a direct link on our Doug Wright Show Facebook page for you as well, and you'll be able to find that very easily. It